We begin tonight keeping them honest with stunning last-minute developments in the Fast and Furious story. Just hours away from tomorrow's House vote on whether to cite Attorney General Eric Holder for contempt of Congress, a heavily researched story suggests that the scandal at the center of tomorrow's vote may not have been a scandal at all, or at least not the scandal we've been led to believe it is. Here's what we thought we knew about the ATF operation known as Fast and Furious. So-called straw buyers for Mexican drug cartels were allowed to buy guns in the Southwest. Then those guns, thousands of them, were allowed to walk or be smuggled into Mexico with an eye toward tracing their way through the cartels. Instead, as we, the House Oversight Committee and other news organizations, were led to believe, the ATF lost track of those weapons. Some made it back into the country. Two were found at the scene where border agent Brian Terry was gunned down. That was the story, as we and nearly everyone thought we knew. Now, tonight, though, after 6 months of reporting, Fortune magazine's Catherine Eban reveals a very different Fast and Furious. The bottom line, letting guns walk was not, I repeat, not part of the plan. She writes, five law enforcement agents directly involved in Fast and Furious tell Fortune that the ATF had no such tactic. She goes on to say, they insist they never purposefully allowed guns to be illegally trafficked. Just the opposite. They say they seized weapons, whatever they could, but were hamstrung by prosecutors and weak laws, which stymied them at every turn. The House Oversight Committee is slamming the story. We're going to get to that in just a moment. However, Committee Chairman Daryl Issa declined to come on this program to elaborate. Committee member John Mica is going to join us in just a little bit. Fortune contributor Catherine Eban joins us now. It's nice to see you. The premise of your article is that there was no gun walking in Fast and Furious, which completely contradicts really the central argument that we've seen in the political sphere now for months.
That's right. After 6 months of investigation, what became clear to me is that the things that Congress was holding up as centerpieces of proof that guns had been walked were in fact misconstrued, incorrect, resulted from other motives, other reasons, that there were alternate explanations, and that really this was a case of cherry picking of small phrases, sentences, without any of the context really that you need in order to understand what actually happened in Phoenix Group 7.
So why, back in November of 2011, would the Attorney General, Eric Holder, say that, in fact, the tactic happened and it was unacceptable? Let me play a little bit.
Instance of so-called gun walking is simply unacceptable. Regrettably, this tactic was used as part of Fast and Furious, which was launched to combat gun trafficking and violence on our southwest border.
It's that very testimony that many people, of course, have connected to and said he's admitting gun walking in Fast and Furious. In fact, that what he's saying there under oath completely contradicts what's in your article.
Right. Well, this is where we get to a very murky place, because the letter that the Justice Department ended up retracting was a letter which said ATF always attempts to interdict weapons. Well, that wasn't the case in the John Dodson investigation.
Why has no one from the Department of Justice said, in Fast and Furious, there was no gun walking? Period. End of story. That's what your article says, but they have not said that. Why not?
I don't know exactly why. One sense is that, when this scandal first broke and Congress made these allegations, the Justice Department went to all their political folks to ask what happened. They never went to Dave Voth, the group supervisor, and said, sit us down and tell us exactly what happened. In fact, he was never even questioned in any detail by ATF, and to this day has not been. So there's a sense that the Justice Department immediately wanted to deal with the potential political repercussions without necessarily grappling with the substantive question of what actually happened. Now, I think they would say that they have turned to the Inspector General to do a thorough investigation, and they are withholding judgment pending that review. But in fact, I think anyone watching Eric Holder testifying would conclude that he believes that guns were walked.
The focus now, of course, as we look at the contempt hearings for the Attorney General, the question is, well, why not turn over the documents? I mean, that has become kind of the central question. In your research, can you answer that question?
I can't answer that question because I don't know exactly what is in those documents. But what's interesting is that those documents are not about the substance of what occurred in Phoenix. Those documents are about the internal deliberations within the Justice Department about how to respond to the congressional inquiry.
Thank you for talking with us.